Hi, this is Jim from Hickory, Mississippi. I'd just like to thank AFR for all they do. It's like a cup of coffee in the morning, you know. It picks me up and keeps me humming right along the rest of the day. Make every day a good day with the good news of our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They say garbage in and get garbage out, but on the flip side, if you get good stuff in, then you're going to have good stuff coming out. And I'd just like to thank AFR for giving me good stuff every day, help me on my walk with the Lord. And just wanted to say, keep up the good work. God bless you.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Share-a-thon 2024. This spring, this is a very important day. It's the middle of the Share-a-thon. It is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday that we take time out of our regular program that we ask you to come along and help us as we continue the ministry of AFR. And as I said yesterday, our president, Tim Wildman, said this is when we pass the plate and ask you to be a part of it. And we're excited about this. This is the time of exploring the Word, and you'll still hear Alex and myself talk about Scripture, but we're also going to add into that that we want you to share in the ministry of AFR. Alex, yesterday was a great day for us this hour. The number of people who called was going up, up, up. Do you think it might happen again today?
Well, I'm believing God for it, and I'm praying, and I want to say to everybody that called in yesterday, thank you. We give God the glory. Bert, I'm so excited about the chance to tell our nation and world of the Lord Jesus. And the American Family Radio Network, founded many years ago by Don Wildman, faithfully grown, and it is touching millions every day. And that's why we don't mind saying, look, let's work together. And if you would give and invest in souls getting saved, and the theme is faithful God, because God is faithful. And I realize that for some of you, perhaps it's a step of faith. But God is faithful. And Bert, I've got to believe when you give to spread the saving message of Jesus, when you give for the Great Commission, you're not going to lack. You know, God is going to make that up. So the number is, Bert, I want you to give that number if you would, because I don't want to say it incorrectly.
Okay.
Give that number.
Yes.
If you would.
It's in big print in front of me, though I can't miss it. It's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, and you can give online at AFR.net. And by the way, we're starting a $50,000 challenge. We've had people that have given their money ahead of time, and they say, we want to use this to encourage others to give as well. Now, from one to two, they had a $200 add-on. Now, that was amazing, and we have a chart in front of us that lets us know each hour which hours had the most callers and everything like that. Man, they did that. But I believe, and Brent's here just cheering us on, saying, guys, let's take it to another level, and let's call in and make sure that God is on our side. We believe that. He wants us to do this, and we feel led to do it. So right now there's this $50,000 challenge asking you to join them to be a part of the ministry of AFR. And again, Alex said that number again, 877-616-2396. And they're really promoting, and I'm a part of it, the Great Commission Partner. If you'll agree to give $30 or more per month, you'll get an 8-ounce bag of Legacy Coffee. And then you'll also get the book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan, by Don Wildman. And so, Alex, we're doing everything we can to encourage people to to do what God wants them to do. That's what we really want, isn't it?
Well, it really is. It really is, folks. And Bert and I are going to share some scriptures this hour. But let me just from the beginning say that as we come to the microphones, we have prayed. And we've been praying, and we continue to ask the Spirit of God to move, that you would support financially. The gospel is free, make no mistake. The gospel is free, but it does take resources to deliver that message, and lives are being touched. And so that number, 877-616-2396, if you call, you will talk to a friendly voice. And I've been at many, many of these share-a-thons, and there's all these people. Bert, I'm going to tell you something. I've been in a few revivals, but the phone center at Share-a-thon is some of the most joyful, filled with the presence of God places I've ever been. And if you call this number, it will bless your day. First of all, you'll talk with a friendly voice. You'll fellowship over the telephone. You will know that you are tangibly contributing to souls being saved, the church being strengthened, America and beyond hearing the gospel. So I would ask you to call 877-616-2396. You can give securely online at afa.net. And like Bert said, if you give a $150 gift, you'll get some of the legacy coffee. It's delicious. If you become a Great Commission partner and pledge to give $30 a month or more, and we would ask you to give as generously as you can, you'll get the coffee plus Don Wildman's wonderful book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. And so call right now if you would. And there's a lot I'd like to share, Bert, but so many people are being reached. And I just, can I share what I've done the last 2 hours, Bert?
Yeah, man, what have you been? I want to know.
Well, I was doing a book signing at a Christian bookstore. And the book we've got, the 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families, which people are enjoying that book. We give God the glory. But two conversations I had, and for about an hour and 45 or 50 minutes, I was signing books, and I finally had to leave to come beyond exploring the Word. But a young man came up, and he said that he went to hear a lady that has defected from North Korea. Now, this is why we're asking you to stand with AFA. And Turning Point USA, that's Charlie Kirk. I know them. I've spoken for them. There was a lady that defected. I'm not going to give her name, but she escaped from North Korea. And she's on a speaking tour. And she is a Christian. But this young man said he went to hear her last night. And just passionately, she said, what she is hearing on American college campuses is like what she was brought up under in North Korea. And denial of God, suppression of Christianity, communism, do not speak against the government. And this woman said that she was so concerned for America because the American university campuses were like what she was brought up under, communist North Korea. Now, the reason I'm saying that is, folks, one of the great things I believe God has raised up to help defend the light of freedom, share the saving message of Jesus, empower lives to confidently speak and to make a difference is the American Family Radio Amen. Network. This is a voice for God and country. This is a voice for the gospel, and this is a voice that God is using in so many ways. And that's why I would say, help us. Let's work together. Would you agree, Bert?
I would agree. And that is scary beyond measure.
It is.
And I praise God that right now we have the freedom to broadcast. And hey, some of the things may have to go underground one of these days to share the truth. But we're going to speak, and we're going to hold up the truth of God's word. We're going to hold up the Constitution that has given America the right to do what we've done. And I've said this, and I know I'll repeat several things, but I think they are worth repeating. The gospel works everywhere, anywhere, under all conditions, even North Korea, even in China. Mm-hmm. But missions work best in freedom. And America has sent out more missionaries, and still we send out missionaries. And so we feel like, Alex, I feel like AFR is a mission. We're sharing the word of God. We go behind bars to people who are incarcerated. We hear from all the time. We hear people talk about what they heard, the truth of God's word, and they've responded. And speaking of hearing that, one of the things we love to do is hear about some people that have heard from AFR, and they call back and let us know if Don Wildman, how he affected them, how a radio program affected them. Let's hear one right now.
Hello, this is David Chen from California and South California. And today I just called to leave a message. This little ministry of the Kingdom of God that changed my life, keep changing. I just want to give a big thank you to all beloved ones, such as Teacher Alex McFarlane, Teacher Bert Hopper, and Brother Tim Wyman and the whole family. And I want to say thank you because you guys give me things that more than the money that I could not compare. Thank you.
Alex, that is amazing, isn't it?
Amen. You know, I know this dear brother.
I thought that was him. I thought that was the guy that had communicated with you.
David Chang, and he may be listening now out there in California. Brother, if you're listening, we thank God for that testimony, and we cherish your friendship. And Bert, he had called on the phone, and Bert and I prayed with him on the phone. He accepted Christ through this program. And Bert, he had told me that as far as he was aware, he is the first born-again Christian like ever in his family line. And he loves the American Family Radio Network. He's there in Southern California now witnessing to his family and neighbors. And folks, that's what you're doing. This is viral. Nowadays with the internet, they talk about, you know, a video or something goes viral. Well, AFA and your prayers and support, the gospel is going viral. You know what I'm saying, Bert?
Amen. Alex, that is great. And that's what I'm trying to say. We are missionaries for you. We go to these places, I know, and Alex truthfully goes. I mean, you're on the road probably 48 weekends out of the year, if not more than that. But listen to our mission statement. It's important. The mission of American Family Association, connected with the radio, is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. Listen, on Exploring the Word, Alex and I take this literally. We are trying to equip. We're wanting to inform. We want you to be activated to do the work that God's called us to do. And when you're that Christian that you need to be, you will be involved in the culture. And so we're doing that and aiding the church and carrying the Great Commission here and around the world. Because of the internet, the app, it is around the world, literally. So make that call, and we're asking you to be a part of our partnership here at AFR. It is 877-616-2396. And I want to read one Bible verse because I said I was going to do it, and it has to do with being faithful. Listen to this. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up the love and good works. That's what Alex and I are doing our best to do, to stir up the good works in you, in us, that we might do this good work that AFR has been called of God to do. So join us and be a partner with us and make that call, 877-616-2396.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness. And may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Many years ago, a national magazine carried a simple little story that touched the hearts of countless individuals. The story was about a little boy who wanted a dog, and more specifically, why he wanted a certain dog. It seems as though a fellow had several puppies which he had for sale. He and another gentleman were looking at the puppies, discussing which one of the puppies the gentleman should purchase. There were several puppies to choose from, but the fellow doing the selling warned the man about a certain puppy. "See that puppy over there?" he said. "That one?" "Yeah, he's a cripple. You don't want him." The little boy was over near a fence and was listening to the two men talk while wishing as hard as he could that one of those puppies could be his. Very shortly, the man seeking to buy the puppy asked the price. "They're $10," the owner said. If the men had been looking, they would have seen the little boy counting his money. When he had counted it all, he discovered that he had only a total of $1.63. Now, that was a long way from the $10 necessary to buy a puppy. The young boy kept a close eye on the men as they moved around looking at each of the puppies. The owner explained the fine point of each of the puppies to the fellow seeking to buy one. And, of course, the two men completely ignored the cripple puppy. After a little while, the little boy asked the owner again what the price of the puppies was. "Son, didn't you hear me tell this gentleman that the puppies were $10 each? Why don't you ask me again?" Well, the lad didn't say anything. He looked back down at his money and started counting. He hoped that by some miracle it would be $10. But he still had only $1.63. The fellow who had come to buy a puppy finally made a selection. The two of them took care of the necessary details to complete the deal. And as they were nearly finished, the lad asked the owner if he would take $1.63 down on one of the puppies and let him pay the rest on payments. Well, the owner didn't give him much of a satisfactory answer, but he did ask the lad which dog he wanted. "The one over there," the young boy said as he pointed. "But you heard me tell this fellow that the puppy is crippled. Why do you want him? All these other puppies are healthy. If you'll tell me why you want him, I just might give him to you," the owner concluded. Well, the little boy hesitated for a moment. Then he reached down and pulled up his pants leg. There on the young boy's leg was a brace. The boy was crippled. "I don't walk so good either, mister," he said, "and I reckon she'll need some understanding till she gets used to it." I did. The boy got his puppy without cost. I guess if you've been crucified, you can give some understanding when another gets crucified. I guess that's one reason he died for us. And I doubt that any of us have much use for a crucified man until we ourselves have been crucified.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
This charathon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You are a faithful God.
My name is Pat Winning, and I'm a longtime listener. And I just lift the Wildman family up in prayer. And Brother Don will be missed immensely. I hope that I still continue to hear It's My Turn every day at 11:30 here in Lafayette, Indiana. It was so encouraging, and I hope it continues. May God be with you all. Thank you for all your service. God's blessing to you all. Bye-bye.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
You know, that phone number needs to ring. And matter of fact, Alex, we're trying to get in our hour that we have up to 8,500 pledges. What we keep up with, more so than the money, because the money follows, is the number of people who call in or get online and come in and make those pledges. Right now, let me see if you can do the math here. We're at 8,350. Okay. To get to 8,500, now, how many do we need to call in the next 35 minutes?
I'd say we need about another 150 calls. Now, I did the math. I'm kind of geeky, you know. But the remainder of this show right now is roughly, if you count the show, commercials, everything, we got about 32 minutes. And so that would be really a call every 12.8 seconds, okay? And we'll hit 150. So here's the thing. Begin to call now. And folks, Bert and I have a little bit of competition in us. And Bert, you and I both played sports. I played baseball up through high school. You coached. So here's the competitors in us, I suppose. But here's the number. Call it now, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can give securely on afa.net. Let's hit this number. Let's share the gospel. You know, Brent follows on Facebook, and obviously we're all over the United States. I know we're heard in Canada, because when I go up there to preach, I meet Exploring the Word listeners. Brent Austin tells us that we are heard pretty good-sized audience in Nigeria, in India, in Pakistan. Honestly, just this morning, I talked to three people from Britain, and they listen on the computer in the United Kingdom, right? And then I've got a testimony maybe I'll share before the show is out about some listeners in Germany. But here's the thing, folks. The sun doesn't set on the voice of AFR. I mean, really. So, yes, we're talking about America. We're talking about saving our nation. But people around the world, they're hearing the gospel. They're getting biblical worldview. They're getting news headlines from a biblical lens. And when you're donating financially, and please help us hit this number, call now and you'll talk to a friendly voice. It honestly will bless your day. And this does count in the lives of people for eternity. So please dial this number if you would call like right now while you're thinking about it, 877-616-2396. We're talking about the faithfulness of God. Now, we know the Lord is faithful. Let us be faithful to Him, because, Bert, it is, no exaggeration, it is touching the world.
Amen, Alex. And the scripture that I read from Hebrews, it says that it would stir up your love and good works. And that's what some people have done before we get on Share-a-thon. People send in their money for Share-a-thon and say, we want you to use this money, and I'm going to use these words that we find out in the scriptures to stir up the love for one another. And so we want you to make that call, 877-616-2396. We have people over in the call central area, and they're ready to receive your call. They'll talk to one another if they're not talking with you, but they want to talk with you. That's more important. So we're looking for that 150, and it's going down. I'll report it every once in a while. As that number goes down, we need 150. But listen to these that people have called in the last few minutes. Tim from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Alex, you and I've been there. You go there quite a lot. And yeah, Bobby from Lyon, Mississippi. Lawrence from Denison, Texas. Austin from Tipton, Indiana. Samuel from Wichita, Kansas. Lynn from Little Rock, Arkansas. So we have people that are calling in from all over the United States, and they're saying, we are partnering with you. And so when you make that call at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, it really does make an impact. And your money, when we get these 150 people that's calling in right before the 4 o'clock hour, Alex, it's going to stir it up for the next hour as well. You see, that's Amen. The way it works. It climbs, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. And so that number, if you call it now, and let's do our best together to hit this goal, 877-616-2396. If you give a one-time gift of at least $150, among the gratitude and the appreciation that we want to express, we're also going to send you some coffee. It's called Legacy Coffee. It's really, really good. But if you make a pledge that you would give at least $30 a month, that's called a Great Commission Partner. And you'll get our prayers and thanks for sure. But you'll get the coffee plus Don Wildman's excellent book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. Now, Bert, can I share a scripture? And think about this before I do. Can I share a brief word from the book of Deuteronomy?
Go ahead. This is called Exploring the Word, so I think it would be very appropriate. Go ahead, brother.
Well, let me ask you this question before I share this, though. Are we on the devil's turf fighting the darkness, or is this God's turf and the devil is trespassing? which is it?
Amen. It is God's world. It is Satan, when he said, if you'll bow down to me, I'll give you the world. He was a liar, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's God's world, and we need to go and keep it and work for it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, when Jesus said to the disciples in Matthew 28, all authority is given to me in heaven and earth. And Jesus told his church, go preach the gospel to every nation, make disciples. The word there, there's a number of words, but Jesus used the word jurisdiction. This is God's world, and we need to take back what the devil thinks he's trying to steal. But in Deuteronomy, by the way, the book of Deuteronomy, sometimes commentators will call it Moses's upper desert discourse. The events of the whole book of Deuteronomy just take about a month. And basically, Moses is telling the people about possessing the land. Bert and I, two or three times, have taught through Deuteronomy 2, the Lord thy God hath been with thee all these years. The Lord thy God knows where you are. Thou hast lacked nothing. But in verse 24, God says this to Israel, rise up, take your journey, pass over the river Arnon. And it talks about contending with some of the kings of the land. But here's what it says about the land. Begin to possess it and contend in battle. Now, Bert, we as the church, we've got the one and only message of salvation, being born again through Jesus, the being strengthened in the Word, walk in the Spirit, stand for truth, make disciples, all those things. Folks, what we're doing, and it's a every hour, every day thing for a Christian, like Deuteronomy 2:24, we are to rise up. We are to stay on this journey. It says, begin to possess the land. It's a process. You know, and Bert, I got to tell you, I love the USA, but our nation right now needs a revival. So what we're doing in this radio, in our teaching, everyone as an individual, we are beginning to possess the land, and we are to contend. And that wording there in Deuteronomy 2:24 is like Jude 1, verse 3. We are to contend for the faith. And Bert and I feel like we're so privileged. We do our best to help equip the saints to stand strong. So here, you can be a part of all this, folks. 877, please call this number now. If you would call now while you're thinking about it, and we got a number we're trying to hit this hour, and you can help us, and together we're in this. Call 877-616-2396. You'll talk to a friendly voice. They'll explain how you can make your pledge. And I do want to say this, and I'll give it back to you, Bert. Folks, your pledge in any amount, please don't think, well, I've just got a little amount. Look, however God leads you, That's like Don Wildman would say, is faithfulness. The results are in God's hands, but you just be faithful with what the Lord has put on your heart. And together, you know, we're going to proclaim, preach, influence. We're going to see God work. And I know God is working. We invite you to participate.
Well, Alex, while you were talking, the numbers are going up. And the amount we need is going down. You know what I mean?
Well,
and right
glory.
Now, we need 80. I mean, come on, 80 callers. And that you're doing it. Those of you who are listening, God is laying this on your heart. And it's, yes, we like competition, and that's true. But ultimately, it is for the glory of God. Now, we've got a fan in the studio. His name is Brent Austin. And he's over there, get him, get him. And every time the numbers go up, he just, I'm having to hold him down.
I'm staying
shouting
on that refresh button. Yeah, I like to see the latest.
He does. And so we appreciate this so much. And you're calling in. And again, that number, 877-616-2396. And again, we're just saying thank you. That we say thank you to our listeners. You are making it possible for Alex and myself to be able to do Exploring the Word each Monday through Friday. And what a joy it is. Alex, when they first went to you, and I love you to hear the story, but I'm going to tell your story. Do you want to be on the radio? And you said, well, I'd love to, but I don't have enough money. And Jim Stanley and Tim Wildman said, no, we're not asking that. We want you to be on our format. And you and Marvin Stander started doing Exploring the Word, and when Marvin's health began to fail, and then he went to be with the Lord, I had come to the ministry for such a time as this, and we joined one another, and now we've been able to do this for 12 years that Alex and I have been going through the Scriptures.
Wow.
And it's such a joy. And listen to the number of people. I love to do this. You know, the people who are calling in right now and where they're from, Linda from Marion, Ohio, Janice from Bumpus, Virginia, Hunter from Springdale, Arkansas, Donna from Venice, Indiana. I forgot how to say that, but Benjamin from Shannon, North Carolina, Brenda from Houston, Texas, Sherry from Anton, Texas, and Adam from Hydro, Oklahoma. They've all called in and said, we are part of this. We want to keep AFR going, and not just at the present time. But guess what else they're doing, Alex? They're making it possible to go into the future. You know what I mean?
Amen.
It's because this is helping us for the next year, because right now it has been paid for by others who have pledged, and now these are working on keeping it going for the future. That's missional, isn't it?
Well, we're here today. It is missional, and we've got to have a long view. We're here today because of some very faithful folk that laid a foundation in times past, and we just don't know. I mean, I know the Lord is coming back soon, but we are to be faithful and do our utmost. And listen, I wish the trumpet would sound today, Bert. I really do. But just in case it's another 10, 25, or 100 years, we've got to lay a foundation so that those who come after us will be in a free America, hearing the gospel, knowing how to be saved. So, and I want to say to all calling in, with everything I can convey, we thank you. We sincerely thank you. Call, if you haven't called in yet, would you please call in now? We're trying to reach a goal. And the number, call in if you would, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can give securely online at afa.net. We have a faithful God. Let's us be a faithful church.
Amen. I love the theme. Our God is faithful. We want to be faithful with what He has given us. And we're going to do it here on AFR, and we pray you would do it as well.
Hi folks, I'm Ray Pritchard. For the last few years, you've heard my voice on American Family Radio. I joined this ministry because I believe in our shared vision of transforming culture through biblical principles. We bring you news and information from a Christian point of view. We've made a lot of progress, but we all understand that we have a long way to go. We need your support more than ever because our nation's future hangs in the balance. I invite you to join me in supporting the American Family Association. Together, we can make a difference.
My name is Jim Cranack, and I'm calling from Westerville, Ohio. Just appreciate so much American Family Radio and all that you folks do. It's been a blessing to me. When I retired in 2012 from corporate America and had time on my hands, and a lot of times I'm not driving or going to a part-time job I have, I listen to you folks all the time, and you're just such a blessing, and you take a stand for biblical values, and I so much appreciate all that you do. And I am a small monthly contributor to the program, and just again, thank you so much for all that you do.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You know, we've got a whole new list of callers. You're calling in that many times, and our goal was 8,500 by the end of this hour. And Alex, far as I can tell, if my math is correct, we're just 50 away. Just 50 wow. away. Do you think we can do it? Do you think God can do it?
The Lord can do it.
Amen.
And
so,
yes. And for those calling in, bless you. Thank you. We will preach. We will pray. We will do everything we can do to see the Great Commission fulfilled. So we've got, I don't know, 18, 19 minutes in exploring the Word right now. You know what? I was doing some math, and I said we need a phone call every 12 seconds. Now it's probably more like every 17 or 18 seconds. But here's the thing. Call in. Let's blow these numbers up. And I say this with kind of a smile. It's for God's glory, right? But I give God the praise that during the hour of exploring the Word, the exploring the Word listeners are so faithful. blessings to each and every one of you. Here's the number. Pick up the phone. Here we go. Step one, pick up your phone. Okay. Step two, begin to dial 877-616-2396. And your gift of any amount, you have our word, you have our promise. We will do the work. We will prepare. We will broadcast. We will preach. Bert, I've often said this. We are not afraid of hard work, but we need help. We need partners. We're in this together. And most of all, we need the Spirit of God to fall across our nation and world. And that is the revival for which we pray.
Amen. You're talking about hard work. And I just got to say, those of you who are listening, you're listening to Old Farm Boys. That's who
Amen.
God used. And I want to tell you, that was fun for me. It wasn't as much fun when I was doing it, but now that I look back on it, I had the best life ever on that farm, working and doing that and learning how to work. And Alex, you're right. It puts us in a position of a work ethic. And that's part of what we have. And Don Wildman left that legacy for us at AFR. we're remembering our founder, and he left this legacy for us. And so we want to do that. We want to share, but we are asking you to partner with us, and you can do that by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at afr.net. And I remind everyone, we have a $50,000 challenge. And what that means is the people who wanted to encourage others to give, sent their money in early, asking us to use it to promote others to give. And I read that scripture from Hebrews about stirring it up in you, and it really does. Listen, Alex, a church in a community, when they're doing good, now it's not necessarily, quote, competition, but usually, you know what it does? It causes the other churches in that community saying, why are they doing good? We need to examine ourselves to see what we need to do to reach people for Christ. Now, you don't Amen. Cut corners. You don't do things that's not right. but you preach the word, live the word, and let Jesus Christ be glorified. And that's what AFR is doing, and that's what these people who have given the $50,000 ahead of time, they said, man, this ministry has blessed us, and part of that blessing is supporting it. So isn't it an added blessing when a ministry is blessing you, but you become a part of it as a partner?
Amen. It really is. And, you know, we completely give God the glory and God the praise. You know, one of the things that you're helping do that, you know, there's Exploring the Word, which is live. And, of course, there's all the incredible programming all day long. Jenna Ellis in the morning and Today's Issues and the Hamilton Corner with Abe Hamilton III and so much, I mean, just all day long. And I listen, you know, we do our own show, Exploring the Word. But here's another thing that you're helping with. Just let me throw this in here. If you would call 877-616-2396. We get a lot of online questions. And they come in through the Facebook page sometimes. Brent Austin sends them over to me. Then a lot of people email me directly. And my email, everybody knows it, it's alex@alexmcfarland.com. And Bert, a lot of times people email me and they'll say, you know, Alex, I've got this issue or that issue, or I'm not sure I'm saved. And then we work on these emails. I email, in fact, I've got some people that help me. I've got a pastor friend that is a seminary graduate. And I don't know, Bert, I'd say at least a couple of thousand questions a year that I answer from people that need to either get saved or come back to the Lord, or they've got Bible questions. And this ministry, it's more than just 1 hour a day. I mean, it's a lot of time every week, and we praise God for that because you're helping us evangelize. And you mentioned, you know, when God works in a church and other churches get it. I had a great professor in seminary, Dr. Elmer Towns. Some of you will know that name. And he talked about revival being contagious, you know?
Right.
And it really is. And I see it, Bert. The Lord is moving. I see the fires of revival igniting, like in Plainview, Texas 2 weeks ago. I see the Spirit of God moving, and it's spreading. And that's why, look, I'm invested, believe me. But I have never been more excited about the gospel in America. I've never been more excited about AFR and how God is using this just over and over. We simply do not know the full extent. So we're asking you to join in, be a part of what God is doing. Bert, this is not Bert and Alex. This is what God is doing, isn't it?
It is. I want Brent to tell us, what are the numbers now, Brent?
We have just hit 8,500 pledges.
Praise God. With 10 minutes left in the show, thank you.
Yes,
thank you, one and all. Let's keep it rolling.
Let's keep it rolling. Let's not stop. And what's happened here, there's another thing on my, we call it a dashboard, their screen. And when we came in, pledges per hour when we came in was 40 per hour. Now it's up to 102. That's people are calling in. You're making a difference. But we want to hear a testimony because I have to admit my favorite part of Share-a-thon is looking at the names of the people who've called in, where they're from, and then the listener testimonies that, and the people say, well, that's important, and it is. So we want you to listen to this testimony of the difference that AFR is making in people's lives. And when you give, you're a part of it. It's like that song, thank you for giving to the Lord. And so we're so glad you gave. So Brent, would you play that, please?
This is Cynthia Berry. Thank you for Brother Wildman, Don Wildman. I praise the Lord for him and all that he did. You do have my condolences, and I know the family will carry on, and the Lord will bless you and comfort you in this time of need. So, God's many blessings in the name of Jesus, and thank you so much.
Amen. Listen, people are calling, they appreciate what Don Wildman did. Now, when he started this in 1977, He had a typewriter, a mimeograph machine, and some med dresses. And he would send these out. It was called the journal then, and I know you have one that was sent out pretty early, Alex, in your possession that you read and got early on in your family. But
oh, yeah.
God blessed him. It was in God, don't despise small beginnings. And this is what it has, but now it has just become a worldwide ministry because of the app, because of the internet. But still our center focus is America culture because of the mission work we're doing, because of our children and handing it down to them. We don't want to lose it in our lifetime. We want to hand it down, pass that baton on. Alex, when you're in a baton race, a relay race, and you're passing the baton, it takes two. You got to hand it off correctly, and the person that's going to run the next leg, they've got to receive it correctly without dropping the baton. And so what people are doing when they're calling in, they're helping us pass the baton into the next people that's coming in after them. So we want to be faithful in that, don't we?
Well, we do, and like in a track and field event, you dare not drop the baton. The one runner has to hand it off to the next. And, you know, in the books we write, the programming, there's salvation, there's discipleship, there's growing, there's this ethic of evangelism and soul winning. And like runners in a relay, we want to cross that finish line victoriously. Again, for all calling in, we've asked you to step up, and you are. We thank you. I don't want to not tell you how much we appreciate it, how excited we are to have the resources to live out the Great Commission. But everybody, let's keep it coming. Please keep it coming, and let us realize that we need bigger goals and more ambitious goals to spread the gospel. So here's the number if you'd call in, 877-616-2396. Listen, if you'd give a gift of at least $150, we promise to use it honestly and faithfully and fruitfully. And just as a little thank you, we're going to send you some coffee. It's really good, Legacy Coffee. If you would go to this level and be what we call a Great Commission partner, and you're going to pledge at least $30 a month and a friendly voice, if you'll call in, they'll explain how you give, and it's just super easy. Call this number, 877-616-2396. For the Great Commission partner, the people that give $30 a month, you'll get the Legacy Coffee, super good, and then you'll also get Don Wildman's book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. Our theme at this Share-a-thon is Faithful God. And yesterday we were reading quite a number of verses like 1 Corinthians 1:9, 1 John 1:9. God is so faithful. We want to be faithful in our giving as well. And so participate. And Bert, it's exciting. You were a board member. You personally knew Dr. Don Wildman. It's got to be pretty meaningful to you that this ministry has just grown and grown and grown, and now for well over 40 years, well over 45 years, it's just been victory after victory, hasn't it?
It really has. And when you say that, Alex, it is. When you have a friend that's also a hero, it is pretty awesome. Don and Linda are just, they were the greatest people. Jan and I had the privilege of knowing them and just being friends with them. And I thank God for that. But it's amazing the legacy that he has left. That's the reason the coffee, legacy. It is a legacy. And I would say this. Yeah, we're proud of the AFR ministry, but it's also the legacy of the Wildman family. Tim is faithful in serving the Lord. The next generation, and they're bringing up more generations. It is awesome. But I'm looking at the board here, the people who have called in, and I don't want to make a. I want to make a contrast: Dallas, Texas, and Saltillo, Mississippi. Okay, Here's Dallas, Texas, a mega metropolitan. Them in Fort Worth together. I mean, you know how big is it? How many people are? Saltillo, Mississippi is a community just north of Tupelo that. You know, small, and that's what it is. It's not and we've said it before, the amount of money that you give, listen, that's the reason we focus on the phone calls, the number of phone calls. The money will be taken care of because Jesus, what he commented on when he was watching people give was the widow who gave the two mites, the smallest amount, yeah. And he said she's given the most. So we may have had somebody that gave $5,000, and another person may have given $5, but in God's economy, that $5 may have been of a greater value than the other. Now, that's God's economy. We let him do that. So all we're asking you to do is to be a part of the sharing and the giving. And it's amazing here to see all these people who are calling in. And Alex, exploring the word, listeners, they're faithful. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It is a little emotional to say to our folks that listen to Exploring the Word, you guys are amazing. Alex, he is an amazing God, isn't he?
I want to read something, folks, and I hope I can read this without getting emotional. In Malachi 3:16 and 17, and this is some of the most powerful wording in the Old Testament, and I believe it. It says, "Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, in the day when I take up my jewels." Now, here's the thing, folks. God knows what you're doing. God knows that you're trying. God knows that you're giving. And that book of remembrance, I happen to believe it's the Lamb's Book of Life, that people are saved. And there's coming a day when Jesus will return, and he's going to scoop up his jewels, the born-again body of believers, the church. And folks, what you're doing, you're helping put new names in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are in God's Book of Remembrance, and we want more and more to know him. And when you give, and I want to say thanks, you've helped us meet our goal for this hour and more. Keep it coming. Let's populate that book of remembrance with the whole wide world that would know of the Savior. The number, if you would call, 877-616-2396. Bert, the time is shorter than it was. The Lord is coming. He's going to take up his jewels. And every day, we promise you, we will proclaim truth, defend the faith, and we will, for God's glory and with his help, touch lives. Be a part of it, would you? And would you begin to be a part of it today?
And let me remind you, the money will be given. It will be used faithfully. But let me just share with you, the book you want to be in is not on this list that we're giving you. We want you to be on this list, but more importantly, is be in that book of remembrance that Alex was talking about, to make sure you're born again. Giving to AFR, that's awesome, but that's not how you're born again. Praying for us, that's awesome. But we want you to have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that is real. It changes your life. It changes your focus. And we use that song Stephen Curtis Chapman wrote or sang, "It's a Great Adventure." It's the greatest adventure I've ever been on in my life. And following the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing like it. I want Brent to update us and tell us right now, we got about a minute left, but what are our numbers right now as far as the number of pledges, Brent?
8,587.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, we're closer to...
Thank you, folks.
We're closer to 8,600 than we are 8,500. If being a pastor, we would round that up, Alex, to 8,600, you know?
Amen. We serve a great God, don't we?
We really do. And, hey, we're going to have a break. News is going to be, but those phones can still be... you can call them. They're there. They're ready to talk with you. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. 8,591. The numbers
Glory.
Keep climbing, and we thank you. And we're excited about what God's doing and what he's doing in your life as you continue to serve him, love him, continue to pray for AFR and Share-a-thon 2024.
faith, family, freedom.